Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard the tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This next story is going to be shocking because it's about what men are willing to do to get sex.
Uh-oh.
Because we know men really don't care about sex that much. Mm-hmm. So there's a new study, and they asked guys, how do you use Instagram? And, well, the guys were like, yeah, I use it to get action.
Really?
Yeah, 1,000 people were surveyed, 1,000 dudes between the ages of 18 and 35, and they were asked to share their Instagram habits in this study, and plenty of guys are using it with the hopes of getting some action. And here's what they found. They found that 28% of these dudes use it to look for naughty pictures, videos, where, 7% said they've actually paid for those kind of pictures and videos.
Well, I remember I've heard an interview on the Spit and Chicklets podcast. So even though it's a hockey podcast, they talked to a woman who does foot fetish pictures because, hockey and foot fetish all comes together. But apparently that was the thing. You had to pay. You had to, send her money. And then she would accept your friend request to go on her page. So you couldn't follow her unless you were on her page. Unless you paid to be on her page.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so that's how you did it. You had to pay her. That's what people are doing. Yeah, some people have paid. 7% of these folks said that's what they did. These are all dudes that were surveyed.
I never understand that because I feel like you could just go find it on a different page. You know what I mean? You don't need to go... Can't you find someone else's foot pictures? Can't you just do a hashtag feet are awesome?
Maybe there's something about that you're connected to her and know that she will give you better service.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. It's just like watching the live feeds you can watch where she's on the keyboard you can type in and go, hey,
chat rooms and stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But where she's there and you can say, hey, do this. And she'll go, all right, I'll do that.
Yeah, the cam girl stuff.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, the cam girl stuff.
Thanks, Rev. No worries. Someone's very familiar with that.
Had to go to the expert.
Well, it's no different like the Snapchat premiums. Now you have a lot of girls are doing that. Hey, give me $50 and you get to see me do things.
Yeah. Well, the girl that we met in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bartender, Sammy.
Yes.
Yeah, you had to pay money to see everything you wanted to see from Sammy.
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody on this show did that, or maybe I do. And
I know it wasn't me, figure it out from there, kids.
Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. Way to make it obvious, BJ.
Yeah, sorry. Well, there's three other men on the show, or four other men.
There's only three of us that went to Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't go. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Whoops. If I want to look at boobs, I'll just look down my shirt.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's the same with me. If I want to look at boobs, I just take my shirt off.
Yeah, same. Hey, there you go.
Oh, wow. Look at the person that looking at you very...
what happened?
You just dimed him out.
Accidentally?
Well, I would hope it was accidentally.
Accidentally on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Look, alcohol makes people purchase things on an impulse that they probably wouldn't have done if they were sober.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where most of my adult toys came from.
Yeah, there you go.
Drunk purchases.
Well, I have to say, I thought it was the best purchase ever made. I didn't think it was a great purchase.
Well, since you've dined the guy out, I thought it was pretty funny the next day when we all got together at lunch and we find out that he purchased her private account.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what? You did what? He's like, I don't remember doing it, but apparently I have the email saying that I did.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
He's so red right now. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I never thought we would dime him out for
this. Dude, I'm red for him.
Yeah.
I'm blushing for the poor guy.
Yeah. I thought we already dined him out before.
No! Right?
No!
Sorry about
spoiler
that.
Alert!
And they're like, well, there's 20 of us that went to Vegas. No, there was just three of us, BJ.
Oh, I forgot about
as
that, too.
As stated before.
Yeah. Whoops. Yep. Well, you'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll take a bullet. I'll say it was me. How's that?
Everybody forget everything leading up to this?
Yeah, it was me.
DJ.
How about that? I mean, you know what? I'm only because this person was trying to protect my interests.
Yep.
It really was me. How's that? Did I make it better? No? No, I didn't make it better.
Hey, have a good afternoon.
Well, that's the story you need to tell. Just to tell that story, say BJ didn't want his wife to find out, so he threw me under the bus.
Mm.
How about that?
What if she hears all of this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, don't let her listen to this part of the show.
Tell her that you're hallucinating right now.
Yeah.
Know that this is actually happening.
Yeah. Am I hallucinating? It feels like it.
Your husband did not purchase pictures from a girl.
Oh, hold on. I got a great idea.
What is that?
All right, I'm going to come clean. He was drunk and didn't even know I had his phone, and I did it.
Yeah, that's the link.
On his phone.
Did she listen?
Yeah. She listen? Oh, she does. All right, that's really good.
Even your daughter looks at you like, what the hell?
Whatever. I stole his phone, and I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound more convincing, BJ.
I did it. Sorry about that.
I the person says, who cares? He paid to see naked women who are smoking hot. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, there are some people that don't like that. Here's the thing about
we liked it.
Yeah, we surely did. I have to tell you, by the way, from what I understand, it was relatively cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a dollar or something?
That's
like
what
that?
I yeah. That's
one
what I
whole
paid.
Dollar.
That's what I paid. One whole dollar on my buddy's phone. So he did not do it. I did. For a dollar.
See, nobody could get mad at that because we've all done, like, I've played those stupid little phone games and I refuse to pay money for them. But after you're trying to beat the level for, like, the 100th time, you're like, screw it, take my money, here's a dollar. You just use the fingerprint thing. Yeah, everyone's guilty of doing something like that.
He was just trying to get to the panties removed level and he was having a tough time with it.
Yeah, that's all. That panties removed level is really, really hard.
Very difficult.
As it were.
How
about this, though? So 7% of these men say they use Instagram for dating, but then we've got the 4% of these men.
Okay.
That use Instagram for finding an escort. So that's...
Wait, so they're...
They actually are finding some hookers online.
I thought Instagram was just where you put pictures of food and your animals.
Not anymore.
I'm clearly doing Instagram wrong.
Hot babes, too, man.
That is true. There's definitely a lot of attractive chicks on Instagram.
I'm actually talking to a dude I met on Instagram right now.
So it's like it's a dating app, basically.
Kind of, yeah, because he started messaging me, and I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you.
I have to say, though, I do enjoy going on, like, if a chick posts a sexy picture on their Instagram page, I do enjoy reading the comments. Because I think people either don't care or forget that other people can read their comments.
Yeah.
And some of the comments are, like, the most...
Yeah.
I mean, I even get creeped out by them. And that's bad.
That's bad. If you're getting creeped out by somebody else's comment about a chick, like, yeah, that's bad.
You realize the rest of us just read what you would do to her in that situation.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't need to know that.
Yeah, we didn't need to know your habits, my friend. We don't need to know what you would like to do if you were in the throes of anything.
Oh, one person says, don't worry, I also have a one-month subscription to Sammy.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah, that's where we got it.
Yeah.
A completely different person
from the
that
texter.
Was not, yeah, from the texter. We weren't in Vegas with anybody who did that. 12% of men actually have admitted, Vicky, that that's what they're doing. They are asking girls on dates from Instagram. And so has this person asked you on a date yet?
Yeah, a couple times. He's like, yeah, when we go on a date, very cocky about it.
Oh.
Wow. So, but you liking it?
I'm digging it.
Nice. So did it start off with him liking a bunch of your pictures and then eventually, and then, like, how does it start on Instagram? Do you have to like a picture? He likes a picture. You kind of flirt that way for a second or two. And then all of a sudden it's like, let's comment on a picture and then go straight to the DMs.
Usually when it's like more of a personal Facebook or Instagram page, but since this is my work Instagram, I'm getting a lot of notifications, so I'm not really paying attention at who's liking what. So he just went in and straight up just started talking to me on the DMs.
But you gotta follow him.
Yeah, I started following him. He's hot.
Mm. Oh, so it started with a comment that wasn't on the DM. It had to, right?
Well, I mean, he probably liked it, and I saw that he liked it randomly, and I started following him. And
did he just like a slew of your pictures, so all it showed up on your feed was him liking every single picture that you've posted?
Yeah, that's a turnoff.
Yeah, that's weird when that happens.
Is that too aggressive?
It's a little bit.
I'm surprised you found him though. If you get a lot of likes, and if he didn't go
random.
that big line like Steve said, how would you notice the guy?
It's just random. He was probably on top, right time, right place.
Did he DM you a dong pic yet?
No,
oh.
He has not.
I heard that works for you though.
When I ask for one, I have to ask
kidding,
for it.
Of course,
yeah.
Don't send me them.
Welcome
please.
To that.
Send it to Steve. He wants them.
I don't care if you do or don't.
No, here goes the sausage machine, Steve.
Seriously.
Great.
I don't read anything.
You don't have to read a dong pic.
It'll just sit in my inbox forever until I finally get to it, maybe in 4 years, and be like, oh, cool, man. And then I respond.
So what I want to know is, how long does it take for a person to go from chatting on Instagram to actually a date? Like, how long have you guys been chatting?
Couple weeks, but he lives kind of far, so from me.
Oh.
So that's why we have it.
Is he in Washington?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's like from my
south
house.
Of Seattle?
Yes. Yeah. It's maybe an hour, 2 hour drive.
Oh.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You can meet in the middle.
Right. We're, I think, hanging out next weekend.
Oh, so you are getting together,
yeah,
finally.
Eventually, yes.
Wow. Oh. Okay. I get so confused with your life because I thought there was something.
I thought
something.
There was someone too.
Yeah, okay,
there
good.
There was, and
what happened?
That ended very badly.
Oh, jeez.
Is he banging another chick that you didn't know about?
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, it always is that.
You know, I knew that was a thing, by the way. I knew there was something up.
Why?
Because last week, she just wasn't the Vicky that we all know.
Yeah.
And I meant to talk to her, and I forgot because I was interested in other things. But I knew there was something up.
Like Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, for me, it's like, you know what? Two middle fingers up and just walk away.
Wow.
Let it burn.
Rub some dirt on. Well, you don't want to say that if you're talking about, like, sex and stuff. Right. Let it burn.
Oh, that's tough. Because I thought Vicky, you know, every once in a while, Vicky goes, this could be a guy.
Well, yeah. Rub some dirt on it, you move on, right?
Yep, moving on.
Yeah, but then when all of a sudden she's like, oh, I think this could be a guy. Oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, but had that not ended, then maybe this would have never started.
Right.
That's true. If this could be a guy. But now I don't know. See, now I'm getting very fatherly. I want to talk
to
this guy.
But this guy's clearly a gentleman. He hasn't sent her a dong picture
yet. I want to talk to him. Our little Vicky's heart got broken just recently.
Broke for a day. I'm over it.
Yeah, but that's
it. Moving on.
Yeah. I don't like it.
This guy. Why don't you slide into her DMs and talk to that guy?
I need to. You know what, Vicky? You should let me do that. Let me just get in and go, hi, this is
Vicky. Yeah, that'll work out.
This is Vicky's surrogate father. What's going on here?
Is this the new dude?
Yeah.
Is that the guy? Oh, whoa! Dude, he's got sick quads. Oh,
yeah, right?
That picture's ridiculous.
He's got quads for days.
Which one did he send you?
Well, no, like, this is his Instagram.
He's like a mini mountain.
Yeah, he really is. How tall is he? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet. That's not something I ask, because I think that's rude.
Well, and also, you're really short. So, I mean, if he's shorter than you, that's a shock. And I think you got to stick with that if that happens.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be the funniest visual ever. If someone's shorter than you, that's a dude that's all swole like him.
Oh, my God. It'd be perfect, because then I can get on his shoulders, and we can be like the two little kids trying to get into an R-rated movie with, like, a trench coat.
Just get a trench coat. That'd be great.
Wow, he's super swole. How do you feel about that, Vicky? Because I feel like there's pressure.
It's, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, I don't want
somebody. He started talking to me first, so I'm like, well, you, all right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not, you know, like, if it was a real muscular girl that was, like, totally swole into the gym and she started getting interested in me, I'd be like, dude, then you're going to try to convert me. I really don't want to be that.
That's not necessarily the case.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. And yeah, what did I say? Couples live together, more happy together, whatever the stupid hashtag is, I see.
I screenshotted a few pictures and sent it to my girlfriend. She's like, oh my God, you need to go out with him. We could work out with him. We'd get so swole. So that was her first reaction.
Oh, now you guys are going to just use him for his muscles?
Well, I'm going to use him for something else, too.
The love muscle.
Yes, I am.
Alrighty then. So I think we're going to switch the gears now. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for apologizing for being a creep.
Let's dime more show members out for things they do in Vegas.
All right. Who else we got?
We only have one.
Oh, okay. He'll be fine. And I will testify on your behalf. How's that? You okay, buddy? Yeah, he says he's okay. God, I really thought we already talked about this. I'm losing my mind.
One person says what happens in Vegas with BJ ends up on the air.
Yeah, it doesn't stay in Vegas.
Someone says just blame it on Ambien, BJ.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry. Hey, I have a question. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about being too sick to work? Yeah, it's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
Hi, Stephen. It's Mommy. How you doing there?
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now it's time for Facebook Drama.
And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the morons that are on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and we are going to act it out. This time around, BJ, you'll be the original poster. You'll be Diana.
All right.
Rev, you'll be Felicia.
Sweet.
I'll play the role of Kelly. And Vicky, you will be Fred.
Nice.
All right, so once again, the original poster is Diana. So BJ, please take it away.
Oh, I don't feel good at all. Sad face emoji.
Ah, sweetie, I'm so sorry. What's wrong?
My head hurts. My nose is all stuffed up and my back is killing me.
I swear, there's always something wrong with you. You're always sick or sad or in pain in some way.
Wow, have a little compassion, Kelly. Diana's not feeling 100% and just needs love right now.
Felicia, don't fall for this poor Diana crap. I deal with it at work all the time. We call her hashtag Diana the Downer.
OMG, you have a hashtag for me? That's so rude. I really don't think I can come in, Kelly. I feel like I'm dying.
Bitch, you're not dying. Get it together, put on your work clothes, and I'll see you in a few hours.
Diana, I really don't think you should work for someone who doesn't care about your well-being.
I think you should stop babying her and having her live in this fantasy world where you can miss all the work you want just because you don't feel good. Everyone doesn't feel good some days. You just have to suck it up.
Oh, I have a migraine now.
Suck it up, Diana.
Oh, I just can't.
Suck, period, it, period, up, period.
Are we still talking about Diana being sick or devil face emoji?
Suck it up, Diana. Suck it up.
$10 says she works for the service industry.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
She's definitely a waitress or bartender of sorts.
And she's creating this, oh, I don't feel good, so mm-hmm. She doesn't have to come to work?
Yep.
I love how Fred just dropped in at the last minute to say, oh, I want to talk sex.
Yeah, Fred got thirsty.
Yeah. There's a shocker.
Well, I bet, because Diana's hot.
Oh, man. Ah, yeah. You know, that. Look, I think people used to say I was that guy.
I think that's...
The thirsty guy?
What are you talking about? No, as far as the guy that's always using a reason not to come into work.
No, yeah, you definitely are doing that less.
Yeah, well, it's because I got enough vacation time now.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, there's one way to get it. Just, yep. You know what, guys? I'll take my vacation one way or the other. You better give it to me.
Less spiders are biting you.
Yeah, oh, well, come on now. Don't. I've been lucky so far this year.
I didn't say that they're going to bite you.
I know, but don't jinx it.
You think I'm going to jinx you here? Like, the spiders are listening to the show.
Yes.
And they're like, bless you. And then they're also like, hey, Steve's making fun of us.
You know
we
how
need to
it
bite
is.
BJ.
You don't talk about no-hitters when the guy's in a no-hitter, and you don't jinx the spiders not biting me yet, all right? I'm so far, knock on wood, I've gotten through a season so far, and I haven't had one bite.
Mm.
And you know they're everywhere.
They are.
Yeah.
They're coming for you, BJ.
I know. See, don't know.
You while you're asleep, they're crawling in your ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. So Vicky doesn't like spiders either.
Nope.
But at least when they bite her, they don't give her all the issues.
Nope.
Yeah.
But then we had that whole thing about things that annoy you about coworkers, and people texted about it. And I think it even showed up on the thing is the people that show up that are sick to work and in turn getting everyone sick around them. So
yeah,
what is it? Where's that fine line?
It's tough.
You can kind of tell when there's the people that are always not feeling good.
True.
Or have excuses. Like I worked
like
with
Joe.
Right. I worked with a girl once who she's like, oh, I hurt my arm, so I can't, you know, come into work for a couple of days. I have to wear my sling and it just really hurts, so I can't work. And then she posts pictures of herself that night out at a club or a bar until like 3 a.m. Like she's posting at 3 a.m. that she was out. No sling, no nothing, just having a good time.
Oh, that's just a moron.
Right?
So, but how dumb is she?
Right?
I mean, that's just dumb.
And she annoyed me, so I showed it to my manager. I'm like, check it. Yes. Because I'm just like, I have to cover.
Come on, Vicky.
If I have to cover for this bitch, then screw it.
You don't need to dime her out.
Oh, I did. She was too new to do this stuff.
I'm with Vicky on this.
You would dime someone out like that?
If I have to cover for your dumb ass, and that means I don't get to have my fun night that I'm supposed to have because I have to work a double shift, yeah, I'm totally diming
you. When you talk to her first before you dime them?
No, you're dimed.
Because
my whole evening, as I've worked in the service retail industry too, and it sucks when they go, look, can you stay late because Slappy's not coming, and go,
sure.
Again, I have to stay late because of Slappy? Oh, yeah, I dime that bitch.
Oh, no, she had only been around for like maybe a month. I'm like, you don't pull that in a month in. Like,
did she get fired?
Oh, yeah.
You feel good about that?
If you were a buddy of mine.
That was the last straw.
She got kids.
Yeah. Nobody liked her.
She's got bills to pay.
So you can tell where Steve is. Steve
is
the guy.
She's got partying to do.
Yeah.
She had a husband. He could pay for it.
Oh. All right. Well, I see. I wouldn't even care about the situation. I care about my life. Because that's what stinks. It's like you're the one that has to pay for somebody else not coming in. And you're like, oh, you know, why do I have to be the responsible one and work over, you know, and it's like, I want to go home.
If there's somebody in her position, then they might not hire someone right away. So if there's an empty spot, then they have to hire someone.
You're just helping the economy.
Yeah, I'm helping, you know.
Good job, Vicky.
The whole restaurant morale.
Ah, see that, Vicky. See, Vicky's all about the country.
Yes.
She's American.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a relative that you spend a lot of time with, that you spend a lot of time with when you were growing up? You know, you can be to your cousin, aunt, or whatever, but now you haven't seen or talked to them in years?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's never by my... Well, you live on the other side of the country. It makes it difficult to see family that you even want to see. You know, I'm excited to finally go home right around Thanksgiving time to be able to spend some time with the family. And that's going to be really fun. Get to bang it all out in like pretty much one dinner.
Yeah.
To see everyone. But there's a couple people in our family that I never understood why we don't ever see them anymore. Clearly something happened that is outside of my world that upset my father or my mother to the point where they're like, we're just done with these people. But like, I never had an issue with them, and they're just gone. I don't even know where they are anymore.
Dude, that's the same thing with me. My
probably like, dead now. But.
I don't know if there was ever an issue, but once my father passed away, his whole side of the family, I really don't see at all anymore. Mm-hmm. I've reconnected with one guy who was a cousin of mine on Facebook, but still, it's like, that's it.
Weird.
Yeah, and it's nobody, as far as I know, nobody did anything. I hope I didn't do anything. It's just I think you kind of fall away and live your life. And again, I'm out here in Seattle, so it's not easy to get together with people.
See, I had that for a long time. There was some like parent issues that I didn't know about until I got older. There's fighting and stuff. So I reached out to one of my cousins. I grew up, she was my sister basically when we were little. Mm-hmm. And many years went by, we didn't get to see each other. And now we're in each other's lives constantly because we agreed, you know what? I don't care what our parents are talking about, what kind of crap they're spewing about your parents or my parents, whatever.
Right.
You and I want you in my life. And so we make it a point to see each other and talk to each other on a regular basis.
See, that's the Romeo and Juliet problem for the parents. Like when the kids go, we're going to get along whether you want to or not.
Well, it makes them reevaluate and they have to think, oh, well, maybe what we're fighting about is really petty. It's like, no, yeah, it is.
Good luck to you trying to get older people to figure that out.
Oh, no.
Because you're right, but they never want to see that.
Yeah, because I think about some of my cousins that I never see anymore. The times that I have seen them, unfortunately, were at funerals, but I always had a lot of fun just hanging out and talking with them. Like, not enough to where I'm going to make an effort to go see them outside of it, you know? But I mean,
yeah.
But it was kind of a bummer that they weren't a part of the family get togethers anymore because there was some beef or some drama between, you know, somebody in our family and their parents.
3 out of 4 people actually in the survey say, yeah, that's the case. They're people they don't see. That they used to be a close family member that they've totally lost touch with. See, if you're close, that's what's really sad, is if you're really close to somebody and then you never see them again. 25% say they haven't seen the person in at least a decade.
Yeah, I think about like my uncle passed away, but my dad's brother, I thought he was the coolest guy. Although my mind was blown when I found out that he had a toupee on. I didn't know,
oh, you didn't know that
until he was sick and I went and visited him. And I was like, whoa. I didn't know you lose your hair from diabetes.
Oh, man.
I didn't say that to him. I said my father's okay, like, geez. My dad's like, you idiot. He's been wearing a toupee since you've been old enough to understand like the English language. Like he's been bald just as long as me.
Oh.
And I had no idea. I was like, well, that was a pretty dope toupee.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously when he got sick, he just didn't care anymore.
He was done.
Yeah, he was in the hospital. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know if you guys ever saw this in your life, but a lot of people had family reunions. I know my wife's side had family reunions.
No, we never had.
Yeah,
they're called funerals. That's the family reunion.
Right? You're right. That's so true, Steve. That's why when there was this concept of a family reunion that my wife said, hey, my family's having a family reunion, you'll be my date. I'm like, I don't even know what the hell this is. This is kind of cool that everybody comes and gets together. And you, like you said, Steve, it's not for a funeral.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time. I mean, that, obviously, like Thanksgiving or Christmas dinners, but that's not a full family reunion either.
Yeah, they rented out a hall, the one I went to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because they had, you know.
What kind of food do you guys have?
Oh.
I'm going to say buffet style.
Yeah, right. I don't remember because it was like over 25 years ago when it was there. We were like the kids.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but it was good. I bet.
I bet.
I mean, I'm sure it was good.
Probably.
I
like pasta.
What kind of food you have? I bet. Yeah, they were Italian, so pasta was probably part
meatballs.
Of it.
Meatballs.
Yeah, lots of meatballs.
My family's the exact opposite of your guys'. So like, we don't see each other at Christmas or like the big like holidays or anything like that. We'll have one every like 10 years. The last one we had was a really long time ago. That was probably, I don't know, 15, but it was like my extended family.
Wait, does everyone live in New Mexico though?
No.
Oh, okay.
All over the country.
I was gonna say, if they're all in New Mexico and they're not getting together for the family holidays, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, well, they, no, and that's actually true. There is a lot of them that do live in New Mexico and they don't see each other at all. I don't know why. They just don't like, everyone doesn't like to go to my grandparents on Christmas. So
really?
They see them later. Yeah, my mom refuses to go on Christmas Day to my grandparents' house.
Why?
Too much fighting.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Between her and her mom?
No, just like brothers and sisters. My mom has 4 sisters and 5 brothers. And so they just constantly bicker at each other. And she's like, yeah, I don't want that around Christmas. So,
well, you can understand that. It's too bad that's the way it is. You'd think when you get older, just you would chill out and realize, okay, we can get along.
See, for me, the thing I don't miss about it, it's like nobody fights. All the people that they used to fight with are no longer really a part of the family get-togethers. But every time, they all get together and complain about that person still.
Even though they're not there.
Yes, Uncle Frank, the guy that my dad beat up.
Yes.
That dressed as Santa many, many years ago. It was almost like he was foreshadowing this. Somehow, at some point, there was a falling out with him. Even though, again, I really enjoyed hanging out with Uncle Frank. He was Santa. He was cool. But to this day, I bet you as much money as I have in my pocket right now, which isn't much, but I would bet to it, when I go home for Thanksgiving, at some point, as the drinks start flowing, there will be a bitch session about Uncle Frank.
Even though he's not there and not a problem anymore.
And hasn't been there for 20 years.
Oh, wow. That's bad to have a 20-year-old bitch session
like a
about.
Grudge.
That's bad.
I feel like people get along better when you can bitch about the same common thing.
And that's it.
Yeah.
See, in a weird way, Uncle Frank has brought the family together.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I think they should really pay homage to that guy.
But he was cool.
Pour one out for your homie.
His wife, on the other hand, that was the issue.
That's the problem, because whenever it's the in-law, you know, the one that really wasn't part of the family, but the married into,
Yeah, everybody had issues with her.
Oh, that's the issue. Yeah. Poor Uncle Frank, and he was just so,
And their issues with Uncle Frank was that he was willing to let her walk all over him, so that's like, I could hear the whole stuff. It's going to happen, I guarantee.
Oh, I love that line, this guy, Leslie. It's like, come on.
He just wants to get laid.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life. Yeah. You know, not everybody's stupid like me. People usually let their wife get what they want.
It's the reason why he spent most of his days just walking around collecting cans, bringing to the recycling center to make extra money when he was retired. It's like he did that to get out of his house. Like, he's having enough of a head. It's clear that he did that to get away from his wife.
Yeah, what a great time. I'm going to go collect cans, honey, make a little cash, get a little side action, as far as I should say, side money action.
How bad is your relationship that you need to, your excuse is I'm going out to collect cans.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky, I'll have $10 by the end of the day.
You know, I really can't comment because my wife went out of the state to go do anything just to get away from me, so I can't comment on these
issues. She doesn't have to collect cans.
No, she doesn't. She's a lot more overt about it. She's like, I'm leaving because you're a pain in my ass. I'm going to go live somewhere else. I think our marriage will be a lot better if I'm not living with you. I'm like, I can't really argue with that. Yeah.
Somebody says, my family has a family reunion the last Sunday in July since the late 70s. I have pics of everyone for each year. It's pretty cool. That would be awesome.
I agree. That would really be awesome. That's why I kind of like my high school reunion. It was like, in a way, they were my extended family. When you think about it, who else do you have but close friends that you go to school with? And I was so bummed. It's like, wow, they all kept getting together, and I was the one that didn't. And then I thought, you know what? I want to be part of this now. Since I was part of it and they were so welcoming, I go, okay, I want to be part of the rest of these, however often you do them.
The one thing I don't like about when we do end up having a family reunion for whatever reason, whether baptism or whatever, I feel like there's always this look how much money I have kind of a thing. So if we go to a restaurant, there's always one person that had like, oh, no, I'll pay. And there's a fight on who's going to pay. And they pay for the whole thing. Like, they don't understand the concept of pay for yourself. Like, I don't know
if
you guys...
Can I get invited to these get-together?
Yeah,
I'll be more than happy to dip out to the bathroom when everyone's trying to figure this out.
Yeah. No, because then later they'll be like, oh, yeah, that, you know, I got stuck with the bill this many times. Like, oh, my God, shut up.
Oh, well, if they're going to be that way about it, I just had a big... I mean, my mother-in-law's mad at me.
Why?
Because I...
I mean, we can make guesses.
Yeah, I'm right? Sure. No. Believe me, this is the weirdest thing. And
okay.
Now, she's part of this older generation, so maybe... I don't know what it is, but I don't get to see her that much. And I took her daughter away. I mean, I know I did that. Mm-hmm. So as she's an older woman living by herself, my wife was her only kid, and she doesn't have her spouse anymore, so she's by herself. And I feel badly that...
But you do a lot. I mean, from an outsider, I always hear these stories of you bringing her out here, you going out there.
Exactly.
Like, it seems like you do a lot to try and keep them together.
Absolutely. But I still do, and I do that, and I will do whatever I can to treat her like a queen because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the problem. She don't want me to. She's mad at me that I want to buy her stuff, or like I took her out. She wanted to go shopping. I took her to a place and I picked up the shopping bill. And, you know, she was really wanting to get her cigarettes, and we took her to New Hampshire because you can get them cheaper. Mm. And it turns out you can get a bunch of them at the same time. And I'm like, all right, let's get this all done for you. And she's mad as hell at me because I paid for everything. And she sent me checks, and she goes, you're not going to pay for my stuff. And I'm just like, I've never heard of anybody getting mad at, you know, she's an older person.
Right.
It's not like your
kids ever give you a hard time about
this. No, they'll take the money without any problem. So my wife's like, yeah, look, we got an issue. And I go, what's the problem? She goes, my mother says she doesn't want to go shopping with you anymore because you keep buying everything. I'm like, really? I'm in trouble because
Shopping and see if, like, don't offer and see what happens.
I guess. It's just weird to me because I feel like I'm not there. She's got to do so much on her own. I just figured that was, isn't that the nice thing to do?
Well, I mean, maybe she just, there's still a pride.
She's on
maybe.
A fixed income. Yeah, I think it's the pride thing. Yeah. You're on a fixed income and us, you know what? Life's been good to us. Let us, you know. No.
But sometimes it's awkward maybe for her. She's like, I just want to go spend some quality time with you guys. I don't need you guys to always front the bill. And,
yeah.
You know, or like then there's that awkward thing. Maybe she has like plans to go shopping for a certain number of things. And it's like sometimes when like someone says, I'm paying for this meal tonight. And you have that argument and they're like, fine, you can pay for it. And I'm like, oh man, I probably shouldn't order the appetizers because that's, thing. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You kind of build this own
like, right.
undue stress because somebody's trying to do a nice thing. But you're like, I kind of just want to eat like a pig. I want to pay for it myself. She probably maybe wants to do that. Like, I just want to shop and buy some useless, stupid things. But I feel bad because you're paying for it.
Yeah, this money issue is tough. You're right, Steve. And so now I've got to get on the phone, say, okay, here's how much it was, and let her send me a check. And
then don't cash it. And then
no, she gets mad. She got mad. No, dude, she goes, wow, you have it. I've got a check that's 3 weeks old and hasn't been cashed. What's wrong with you? I'm like, all right, you know what?
Oh, she's one of those people that keeps tabs of her checks
everything.
And stuff.
Yeah, she's, yeah, so, yeah.
One of those financially smart people.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'll let people buy me anything they want. I'm weird like that. I don't care if they complain how much they get stuck with the bill. I didn't pay. I have no problem with that at all. I will never be too proud for you to buy me anything.
Well, I always, in my head, it's like if someone pays for my meal, I'm like, well, next time we hang out, I'm going to make it a point to pay. You know, it's like, I always have that mentality. I'm not going to fight with somebody if they really want to pay for a meal. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like, awesome.
I'm always the guy that orders what I want. Now, I don't have really high, fancy taste, so I'm not going to order top shelf alcohol.
Right.
But if somebody says I'm picking up the meal, I'm going to get what I would have got.
Now,
I never feel badly about it at all.
No, and it's a company purchasing it. Then I completely get it, completely out of control. And I look for the most delicious, expensive thing on the menu. And can you put crab on top of that, too? I don't even care if it's meant to have crab on top of it. Can you figure out a way to put crab on top of it?
And that's where I'm weird, because that's the only time I don't take advantage of this.
No?
I feel like they're going to know I'm a bad employee that I'm taking advantage of. I mean, I'll have something, but I always try to be cool. Why am I weird like this? Like, I'll take advantage of my friends and quote, like, order everything, but I won't take advantage of the company? There's something wrong with me.
Well, I mean, no, but I'm not even talking about our company paying. Like when we go to those radio conventions, sometimes there's like some services like that, like, you know, work with radio. Like, oh, we'll make you these production elements. We'll do this. And they're like, let's take you all out to dinner. Yeah. Like, great. And then my first thing is, filet mignon with crab on top of it. Oh. That's $70. I'll have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And a side of asparagus.
See, I feel badly because I know I'm not going to use their thing. I just know I'm not going to do what they want us to do. They'll take me out and I feel like saying, don't bother.
I feel like
they're
paying for me to be charming at dinner.
Yeah.
And I just get quiet and eat and play on my phone.
I got to get my brain fixed because you're obviously doing things the way people want you to do them. Yesterday, Steve, he was able to figure this one out.
What is the occupation of Mary Poppins?
A whore?
No.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, an escort.
No.
Oh.
Manny.
Yes.
Wow. That's a new movie right there. They're doing a new Mary Poppins movie. They should call it Hoary Poppins. I had no idea. Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.